Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, June 24th, as we're winding June down and heading for the summer, for the middle of the summer, really, right, Jen?
I guess so.
July, August, that is like the hottest time.
Yeah. I don't know why June, like 21 is the first day of summer. It feels like summer is more after Memorial Day.
That's true, huh?
Yeah.
Well, because it's all the other seasons are at about the same time, I guess. So that's why.
Right.
Usually on the 20th, 21st or something. So why that is, I don't know. I guess that's the way the planets work.
Yeah.
The sun.
Calendars.
The moon.
Right. Yep.
Oh, well. So today we don't have a guest, so we're going to chat. And tomorrow we actually have a singer who's going to be on. She seems pretty cool. So she's visiting from New York, I think, and she's going to come and visit us here. So that should be cool. A lot of stuff happening in the news, but I think the bottom line is this country is divided right in the middle, you know, and there's just too much going on. And like I mentioned yesterday, I don't think when there's a political discussion, I don't think anybody even here is the other side. You know, everybody's entrenched into what they think. So sometimes I wonder why we even bother talking. And there's a lot of hostility on Facebook and stuff that I've noticed.
About which particular subject?
Well, let's see. We have a few of them. We have, well, the Confederate flag.
Right.
That's like all over the place. And then we have the well, also related is the killer that everybody's, or not everybody, but some people are forgiving, and some people are saying, why are you forgiving this guy?
Why would anyone forgive him?
Well, the people that, the families that were left at the church prayed for him. And
you mean like,
but there's people
morally
that sympathize, yeah.
But I don't think that they, like, justice should still
No, right. Absolutely not.
But that also just shows a testament to like who they are as people. So I think that's great.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people that do this, and I mean, that's okay. But the thing is that it's not necessarily a good thing to go ahead and forgive something like that. You know, that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of controversy on this. There's a lot of controversy also regarding, I guess, Obama just okayed discussions with terrorists that hold hostages.
Yep.
So, again, very divisive. I don't know. This breaks with the long-term policy,
right,
that the West has had. So,
but they still won't pay a ransom, which is, I think, great.
No, they're saying if the families want to pay ransom, then they're okay, and
right,
they're not going to
prosecute.
But
the government
them.
Itself will not.
Right.
They will just aid in negotiation.
Right. Again, you know,
that just makes it like, you know, another option for families who feel like they couldn't do anything when their family member was being held.
Right.
And you know what? It unfortunately, like I always say, it takes a situation like that, like a really bad situation, to improve policy and make changes. But now, if it helps families in the future, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So you don't feel so helpless. And then you feel like your government's not doing anything
right
for you either.
And what about with the terrorists? If they feel that they can get away with it, don't you think they're going to keep doing that with other people? Aren't you risking future hostages because of it? Because you see, if they don't kidnap anybody, no. Well, if they don't, they're not going to get a ransom. Why would they kidnap anybody?
Right.
So,
well,
and often it's not just for ransom. You know, sometimes it's just for concessions and stuff. You know, like stop bombing us.
Right. And honestly, like they now families can communicate with them, but it doesn't mean that they'll get the money for the ransom either, or that they'll want to give money. So I think it just gives the families maybe a more sense of like power in the situation, mm-hmm, and ability.
Right.
We don't know what they're going to do with that ability, but
yeah. I think there's a good reason why governments have decided not to deal with terrorists, And again, you know, I feel that, again, with politics, I don't know, we're not getting anywhere. And, you know, we're just pretty much echoing what everybody else is saying and all that. So, but I'm trying to find stuff that's not politics, and it's hard to find these days.
It is. Yeah, well, right? Google, they unveiled a new undo feature. So if you send an email within 30 seconds, you can hit undo.
That's funny because I heard about that like years ago. So now only now they implemented it.
Yeah. Wow. Well, AOL used to be able, you could do that on AOL. You could unsend a message to someone within AOL.
Right.
But if they have a different extension, like if it's at Hotmail or Yahoo or whatever, you couldn't do it. Right. So now Gmail is allowing you to, like, only a 30-second time period. I don't know why it's only 30 seconds.
Yeah. Huh?
Because who even notices they made a mistake in 30 seconds?
Right. Well, sometimes you just hit the send button before. But you're right. I mean, it takes probably a few seconds at least to realize you made a mistake.
Right.
The only thing is that I guess they can't delay the email by too much.
Right. I would assume it has to do with technology, and that's, like, the only thing that they can do.
Right. Either that or... No, I can't imagine. I mean, if they wanted to do it, they would. I'm just saying that...
I'm surprised they don't do, like, a paid feature where it's, like, be able to unsend things and... Like other features.
Right.
You know? Like a higher version of these things.
Right. Because I guess their policy is to take over the market share with free stuff. You know,
right.
I mean, they've really disrupted a lot of businesses with their Google Docs. And
Google, to me, is the best. Like, I use Gmail. I've used it for, I don't know, since Gmail became a thing. But my parents still pay for their AOL.
Really?
Yeah, because they don't want to lose their email accounts.
Right.
And they've
That's
been
probably why AOL still exists, thanks to that. Because otherwise, there's nothing that AOL can give you.
Well, now they give you a free email address.
Right.
So my parents are still paying for the at AOL.
Wow.
Which I think is so silly. I'm like, why are you paying for it?
Yeah, exactly. Just send a few people your new email
address. I have like 100 different email accounts, and they're all free.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Yeah. I know. I remember the first online email was Hotmail. That was like in the 90s. So I still have an email address from there.
Mm-hmm.
And then Gmail, when Gmail came out. If you remember, Gmail at first was just invitation only.
Yeah.
Because they were rolling it out and stuff, you know. And they did the same thing with Google Plus. Do you ever use that one?
I don't even know what it's really for.
Right. Totally. I know. It's like totally unneeded.
I have it. Because it comes with your email, but
exactly.
I don't really use it for anything. I accept people when they friend me, but that's about it.
Yeah. I guess also to have a YouTube account, you have to have a Google Plus account and they're connected or something.
It's all connected.
Yeah. Yeah. Except many of your things are not public, like your email and docs and things like that, you know. But a social network like YouTube and stuff, it's more like public stuff.
You know,
so that's probably why you're still seeing it part of your account, but not others. I don't know, but Google definitely, you know, Google is the internet. You know, I mean, they own everything.
Yeah,
you know, and
I prefer that search engine over any other.
Yeah, yeah, and I remember time before Google came out. Google came around 98, I think 99. And they totally eliminated almost every other search engine out there. I mean, like overnight almost.
Yeah.
And I remember when I had websites back in the 90s, it was easy to manipulate the search engines. You know, you had Excite and AltaVista and Yahoo, and there were like a million others. And you could really game them, you know, because it wasn't as sophisticated as Google.
Even still today, Google has more answers than Yahoo does.
Oh, yeah. Yahoo has nothing. You know, they're still... Yahoo is using other companies' search. First,
right.
They use Google's, now Bing, and all that. So Yahoo never figured out how to do search.
No.
They started off as a directory, and now what keeps them alive is Yahoo Mail and things like that, you know. So, in some of their apps and stuff. But, I read an extensive book on Yahoo, and for some reason, they never nailed search. So, they always use somebody else's. But yeah, so Google definitely changed the rules. And uh, they they became a lot more temper-proof because you couldn't really manipulate, you know, by doing stuff on your page, you couldn't really affect your ranking. It had to do with who's linking to you and who you're linking to. And it's sort of like Google, like, passes on reputation from one website to another. So let's say, for example, if Wikipedia has, like, high reputation. So if you have a link to your site from Wikipedia, it's going to help your ranking as well.
Got it.
So things like that, you know, they call it backlinks. And in fact, they used to call it Backrub in the beginning, before they called it Google.
Backrub?
Yeah.
Weird. Why?
I know. Because you're going through backlinks, I guess. You
interesting.
Know? So,
wonder yeah. what Google means.
You rub my back, I rub yours kind
right.
of thing.
That's a silly name.
Yeah.
What does Google mean?
Google is a misspelling of G-O-O-G-O-L, Google, and that means one with 100 zeros behind it.
What?
That number. The number one yeah. and 100 zeros behind
oh.
it. Oh. Yeah, like 10, 100, 1,000.
Got it.
Yeah, things like that. So that's a Google. And why they picked that name, I have no idea, but... let's say I don't remember. I used to know it.
Because you can find however many of the answers to your question, or they have that much information on it. I don't know.
Yeah.
It sounds, I mean, they transformed like vocabulary, like Google it. That's yeah. like a verb.
Right. Yeah. I know. And way back when I realized Google is the internet, I bought some stock and everything. But eventually I had to sell it and stuff. But, I mean, Google stock is like gold, you know. Yes, it's had its ups and downs, but you can imagine the internet can't exist without Google
right.
at this point. So, you know, and what's amazing to me is just think about it, Jen. You know, I mean, if you did like a search, let's say you search for anything. It used to take so long, you know, going to the library, things like this.
Yeah.
Having to look it up in a book, ugh. Newspaper, something like that.
I can't
right?
even remember times like that, and I don't want to.
Right. So, but what's amazing is that, you know, you ask all these questions, and I think it would be acceptable if it took a few minutes to come up with an answer, you know?
Yeah.
And yet, it comes back, like, instantly.
And that's now what we want, instant gratification.
Right.
Like the good thing is, though, you can be out in the world, you have your handy phone, and you have any answer you could possibly want, which mm-hmm. now I'm, like, frustrated when people don't know things. Like, are you kidding?
Yeah, you have your phone. Right.
It's in your hand, and you have the same apps I do. So Google that shit, because yeah. don't be lazy. Look it up. It's incredibly frustrating, like even yeah. to the point of troubleshooting. Like Lauren and I obviously post our videos on YouTube and have had to teach ourselves how to edit, essentially. Neither of us were trained in editing on any platform. So we have had to look up how to do things. Mm-hmm. We've had to look up how to make thumbnails for our YouTube videos. And thankfully, there are videos on that on YouTube. And so it's like there is no shortage of information. Mm-hmm. You diagnose yourself with a disease.
Right.
You know?
Right, yeah.
You find directions to something. You find out reviews of that place. You can find out anything.
Right. And I think the younger people understand that more. Because, like, my kids, you know, if you just need something, bam, before you even finish the sentence, he's got the answer from
exactly.
his phone. So that's amazing. But, yeah, everything happens instantly. And that's what's, like, fascinating about this, you know? I mean, Google is just so big. Their database is so huge. The internet is huge, and yet they're able to bring you the answers in a split second. I think that's nothing short of a modern miracle, let me tell you. But, yeah. God, I remember the early days of the internet, man. It was like the Wild West. Anything went, you know?
Yeah.
I remember. Wow.
I love the internet.
Yeah.
I do sometimes wish for simpler times. But I love the internet.
Yeah, I know. Me too. I mean, how can you live without it now?
I don't know. I also can't live without a calculator on my iPhone. Yeah. Like, I don't have to do math.
Right. You don't have to do handwriting anymore either.
Thank God. Mine is terrible.
I know. Mine's become terrible too because we don't practice anymore.
No.
I think the most I do is just write a couple checks. That's it.
Even those. I was just thinking about that. I'm like, I write checks for rent. Everything else I can pay online.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure I could even pay my rent online. I just don't. But... checkbooks are like obsolete. And when I handwrite my checks, I'm like, oh God, who can read that?
Exactly.
I hope they don't take too much money out of my account because they can't read my handwriting.
I know. Or writing an envelope or something. I'm like, oh my God, you know. Sometimes it takes too long to just print it through the computer. So you just handwrite it. And yeah, I feel like I don't have as much control over my writing as I used to.
No.
And I, you know, I don't know if it's good or bad, Jen, you know. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Things are just disappearing, things we used to do. And I don't know if it's a good thing, a bad thing. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being able to type and correct what you're writing, and you don't have to redo things.
Oh, my God, remember whiteout?
Yeah, and you have to do things over and over, you know. You just make a mistake. And now, today, things are so easy.
So easy.
Yeah.
Which is great, because we are a way more efficient culture.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we are more productive, but we also, I don't know, I know that I do things so fast now that it's like crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like you get impatient with things that are slow.
I get impatient with things that are slow, but I personally work at a very fast speed.
Right.
So I do everything with a sense of urgency, and everything is done. Like, if I were paid hourly, which I am for some of the things that I do in my life,
right,
it's like, okay, I did that in 10 minutes. That used to take people an hour.
Yeah.
So, like, I will do myself a disservice by working quickly.
Right.
But it's so easy.
Yeah. Just no, I know. I know. I kind of talked myself out of a job once. When I was working so fast, I'd run out of things to do. And I told him, I said, you don't need me. You know, I'm sitting here idle too long.
Hello? Yeah. Or just say, give me more responsibility.
Yeah, well, I did. Mm. But they didn't have anything more to do.
It happens.
Yeah. So, but that was okay. I wasn't happy when I wasn't doing much, you know.
Yeah.
I can't sit there without doing anything. I don't ever sit there and pretend to work. So, yeah, so I just left. But, you know, to each his own, I suppose. What's going on with those fugitives? I'm trying to see here. I guess they're saying they could be injured or something.
With all that running, maybe. I'm sure.
Yeah, maybe that DNA they found is in blood or something.
Gross.
Yeah, they're not saying that, but wow. I mean, these guys are not going anywhere, man. They'll be caught.
Yeah.
They'll be caught. They're like the most wanted now.
It's a matter of time.
Yeah, huh? Yeah.
Hope they're living it up.
Yeah. They'll probably find them dead somewhere.
Probably, because I can't imagine they're going to want to, like, when they know that it's like, I guess when you're living with paranoia, too, and you know that they will catch you, what are you running from? Because right. Your life is going to be way worse when they catch you.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, if they thought reasonably and logically, they probably wouldn't be in prison in the first place.
Listen, you know, more power to them for giving it a chance, but this is not a winning situation.
Yeah.
I guess it's survival instincts, like get out and run and go and hope for the best. But it's, you know, hey, it's that or stay in there and rot.
Right, exactly. But like we said, they didn't have anything to lose.
Right.
You know, they were murderers, convicted murderers. And yeah, they didn't have much to lose. I guess they figured, what the hell, maybe we'll get away with it. If not, maybe they'll just kill themselves or something rather than go back to prison.
It's like a movie.
Yeah, huh? I know. Or like a book, a good book or something. I love this stuff when people run away from things. I mean, most of these action books and movies are about people running away.
Yeah.
And people chasing them and stuff.
Last night I was watching True Detective. Have you seen that?
No, I've heard of it, though.
Yeah.
That's with Colin Farrell?
Yeah, this season has Colin Farrell, Vince Vaughn, Rachel McAdams. A couple people I know I saw on there. I was like, well, that's weird and great for them that these friends of mine are like doing so well.
Oh, your friends?
Yeah, two people I know, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I wouldn't say that we're like hang out.
Famous actors or
something. No, two people I know personally.
Wow.
A guy I almost dated and a girl that dated my ex-boyfriend's best friend.
Wow,
yeah.
That's pretty cool. And you hadn't known they were going to be in it?
Well, we don't talk every day. I think I probably saw them post like an announcement on Facebook at some point, but then forgot.
Yeah. Pretty cool, yeah. I mean, you live in LA. Eventually, you're gonna get something, you know, if you're persistent.
Totally,
I guess. Yeah.
Well,
takes
a while.
Cool. Yeah. So, is it a good show?
It is a really good show.
Yeah. What's it about?
There's a different story every season, and so like the detectives are dealing with the story.
Oh, okay. These are like modern detectives, right?
Yeah, yeah. And it's always like a different cast every season. So this season, it's that cast.
Oh, I see. Well, that's a pretty good cast, let me say. Wow. What is it on, HBO or something?
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have HBO because I have no need for it. I barely even watch my cable. I'm paying $100 a month, man, for CNN.
You could probably just read CNN.
Yeah, I do. But I like hearing it in the background.
Yeah.
Seeing the videos.
Well, if
stuff.
You have Apple TV, you can stream things.
Right. Well, I got that Sling TV, but I wasn't using it. So, yeah. I mean, that's $20 a month, but you don't get local channels.
Apple TV, you don't have to pay per month.
Yeah. But you have to...
I guess you have to have some kind of subscription to be able to watch the channels on there.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
No, you do. You do. I mean, I can't see that you'd get it for free, but... Also, you can't record the shows.
Right.
So no DVR on that.
Right.
So that's one of the reasons I tried it for a month and then I canceled it because I wasn't using it. But they do have CNN on there and stuff. They do have a few things that are cool. So, yeah, if you don't need a lot of channels and stuff, just look up Sling TV. And Apple TV, too, I guess,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, it's like $99 for the box.
Right. Yeah, and some actually some you don't need a box like for like Netflix, for example. You don't need a box for that.
No, but you need a smart TV.
Right, smart TV or a CD player or a DVD player.
Right, which like something with Blu-ray or something.
Anymore, right?
Right.
Do you ever see movies on discs anymore?
No.
Right, yeah.
I mean, unless I watch an old movie that like I happen to already have.
Right.
There are movies that like I will watch on repeat. Also, my best friend Kate has the entire season of Sex and the City, like all the seasons. So sometimes she'll bring them over and we'll watch like old episodes. But they're also on HBO Go. So I have Apple TV and I watch HBO Go. So I don't even need them, which is great because I don't want clutter and I want to get rid of everything.
Right, exactly. But they still make them and they still make CDs because I guess there's something to be said for holding a physical thing.
I guess.
You know, and some people want to feel, hey, I own this, you know.
Yeah.
Which is true. You know, I mean, when I read a book on the Kindle, it's like once you're done with it, it's gone. I mean, there's no record of you reading it. You don't even remember you read it.
Well, but you still own the book in your Kindle.
Right.
But yeah, right. There's no physical.
No physical anything.
Which is nice because when you move, then you don't have to pack all your books.
Yeah. If you saw how many books I had and we had to move it back and forth to the office here and then back because I didn't have much room at home. And I thought, why don't I just display them here? You know,
yeah.
This is a logical thing. And then when we moved the offices around, we had to take all the books back to my house. And it was, it was quite a thing there. Quite a task to be able to do that. But you know what? It feels nice to be able to go back and go, oh, I remember this book. I remember that book.
Yeah.
You know? And people can get a look into your life, into your psyche, to see what you like to read. And you know. So, but I sort of like mix them up now. You know, I get some, mostly fiction books I get on Kindle and nonfiction I get in book form because you can always refer back to it and stuff.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But I was excited we talked to one of my favorite authors yesterday.
I know.
It was cool. I mean, yeah, I kept him on the line for half an hour. We never do that.
No.
But it was just... And we still hadn't talked about everything because he was telling me... I remember he said he was on George Noory's show. I guess that's the Coast to Coast AM or something. You know, it's about... It's a radio show. And he says he's been on that. He was on that show for 3 hours, but he was talking about psychopaths and stuff. I guess one of his books, which I haven't read yet, is about a psychopath. So he had to do a lot of research on them.
Fascinating.
Yeah, and became an expert on that. And that's why we didn't even cover that in the interview yesterday. So I'm hoping when he comes to LA, he'll be able to come in here and we'll talk about all the things, because, you know, when people have imaginative minds, it appeals to me, you know?
Yeah.
Because you go, like, how do they think about this stuff?
Well, I also like that he is rooted in actual research.
Right.
It's not just fiction that is creative writing. It's actually based on fact and based on science, and that he's actually educated in those things that he talks about.
Yeah, you know. And I mean, and I'm a picky reader, and I think the way he writes is excellent and it flows. Yet you're going to get these haters on Amazon. Oh, it's written like a second grader, blah, blah, blah. Nobody edited it. Blah, blah, blah. So you're always going to get that.
Of course.
You know, and those are the people, like you said, if you can't, if you have trouble downloading your book on Kindle, you give it like two stars or something. What does this have to do with the book at all?
Yeah.
So that's the problem with reviews. I mean, they help in a certain way, but like with Uber also, people rate each other and stuff. And it's like, you know, who knows? Maybe it's just because he's mad at Uber or something that he's going to give
right.
you, you know. But whatever.
People have their opinions.
Yeah. So we have a dedicated listener that listens to us all the time. And he's suggesting, he always writes to me because he likes that sometimes we talk about grammar and stuff. And,
oh.
yeah. And he writes very well and he likes that I do too. And so he suggested an idea for a show, like a grammar show, you know. But then you have to figure it out. You have to ask yourself, do people really want to listen to this?
I don't know. I actually read, so I get my news every morning from the Daily Skim. Like, it gets sent to my inbox, and they summarize what's going on in the news, and they write it very creatively and very... It's funny. I wish that Lauren and I had started it. And
really?
I think Oprah invested in their company. It's, like, an actual, like, huge company. It's two girls that started it out of New York. And so I read their news every morning. And they had a typo today. And I was like, I want to tell them they have a typo, but I'm sure I'm not the first person. I'm also reading it on the West Coast, and they write it on the East Coast. So I can't be the first person to be like, there's an extra S. But yeah, it bugs me because I'm like, really?
It does, right?
Take a second. Review your work.
Exactly.
Then hit send.
Yeah.
People
I mean,
mistakes.
Even emails, even simple emails, I always reread at least once.
Me
because,
too.
Because, you know, when you're writing... You're not reading, you're writing, but,
right.
you know, so you're like in it, but then when you read it, you realize, hey, I missed this, the sentence is not correct.
No, even when sending text messages, I get that our phone autocorrects. For whatever reason, it thinks that we're saying duck all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but you have eyes and you can rewrite the word. So... I don't know why people send texts that come back to you and you're like, I have to decipher what you just wrote me.
Yeah.
I don't even want to, I'm not going to respond to you. Because
yeah.
whatever you said is gibberish. And if you don't have the time to, like, fix it, I'm not going to have the time to figure it out.
Right.
I think it's just being lazy. People are so lazy.
Yeah, they are. You know, I mean, and on Facebook, I mean, I'd be embarrassed to make grammar mistakes.
Yeah.
Anywhere, you know?
It's a public forum. If you're going to put it out there, don't you
yes.
want it to be your best work? Even
right.
if it's just a Facebook comment.
Exactly. You know, I mean, it's a reflection on you. It's a reflection on the fact you're not freaking educated. If you write like a little kid.
Yeah.
You know, no periods, no commas, no nothing.
That and also the abbreviations for things.
Yeah.
I can't stand that.
Yeah.
U, N, Y, like, right. those aren't words. Those right. are letters.
Yeah.
Write it out.
Yeah.
If you're going to write it out.
Only the other day I figured out what SMH stands for. I never knew because I never was interested in it.
What is it?
Shaking my head.
Oh, that's
yeah.
dumb.
You've never seen it? They have it all the time.
I've seen it, but I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
I don't
it's like
it.
Shaking my head, like when someone is like, oh, I can't believe they're saying that kind of thing.
Well, I've seen people write like hand forehead or something like that, like.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hand forehead.
I forget what... No, there's something else. There's another saying for that, but it's like...
Right. Hand to forehead or something.
Something like that. But it's like written out. It's not an abbreviation.
Right.
But it means that exact thing. Like, oy. No. People.
Well,
usually I just say choices.
Yeah.
Because people and their choices are very baffling.
That's true, yeah. And, but... So that's what I'm saying. I mean, but I don't think like a whole show... Every week. Well, I do think, but I don't know who would do it.
We would have to do research into like some real grammar errors
right.
that are happening in the world.
Yeah, except we really need to. I mean, there's so many classic ones that people still don't realize. You
Ugh,
know, with
sayings.
Apostrophes everywhere.
That
you know?
Kills me.
I know.
And
I
also know. Sayings that are misused.
Yeah.
That just blows my mind. That like still.
Like what, for example?
All of the sudden.
Yeah. All of the sudden?
It's all of a sudden.
Yeah.
What's the sudden?
Yeah. Yeah.
It kills me. Google it. It's that same thing, laziness.
Yeah, that's true.
And like, do we become grammar police of our friends and family? Like, I know that when my dad says ain't, I'm like, I have a real big problem with it. I'm like, you are an educated lawyer. You know how to read and write. Stop saying ain't. It's not cute.
Right.
That ain't cute. So that kills me. But also, like, do you correct your friends when they're educated too and they say all of the sudden?
Right. No, you're right. I mean, is it really your place to do it? Because people do view us as grammar police. But the thing is that what people don't understand is when you know grammar, then when someone communicates it with errors, it is bothersome, you know, because it's like you expect it to be in a certain way. That's what language is, to standardize communication.
Right.
And then if you're not participating the way you should, it's going to irritate me.
And also, if you don't know something, look it up.
Right.
If you don't know if that apostrophe goes there or not, don't just put it.
Right.
Do some research real quick.
Right. But I don't think it even occurs to the person that they're doing something wrong.
Probably not. The other day, I was talking to girlfriends about eating at the new poke restaurant. And it was like, well, is it poke? Is it pokey? Is it poke? Nobody knew. So I was like, hold on. I will get to the bottom of this. I looked up how to pronounce poke. And it's poke.
Really?
The word is spelled poke. P-O-K-E.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And it's a Hawaiian dish. It's like tuna tartare, but the Hawaiian version.
Okay.
So not the Asian version, but the Hawaiian version. And so it's like big chunks of fish with like other stuff that's put together. So I had to get to the bottom of it, and I let my friends know, no, it's pronounced this way. And they're like, phew, now we know.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, well, you guys could have looked that up too, guys.
Huh? Yeah, exactly. Right. Why are you supposed to look it up for that?
I don't know, but I'm happy to. If it gets us an answer, fine.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'll probably do it faster than you, so I'll just do it.
Yeah.
But that's the other thing. Like, I understand why people have a hard time delegating, because you know you can do it better or faster.
Exactly.
So it's just easier instead of explaining to you the task.
Right. No, that's true. But sometimes it catches up with you. In fact, that was the reason why my computer animation company, I had to finally close it down, because I felt I don't have the time or the wherewithal to start training people. So I'll do it all myself.
Yeah.
But what happened is I burned out completely. Right. So that's not a good thing to do.
People often say, well, you're just so good at that. What?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I'm not good at it. I just do it.
Yeah.
Or I research.
Right.
You can do the same research and be so good at it, too.
Yeah, and you don't have to love grammar and language to be able to use it right.
Right.
You know, because people don't understand. It's a reflection on you. You know, I mean, when I respect someone, if there's a couple of errors in the book or something or in their post, it kind of makes me, you know, reevaluate a little bit. I think it makes me feel, wait a minute, you know, this guy is not who I thought he was. You know?
Right.
He's not taking the time.
It's fascinating that you can be judged just on
Isn't it, though? Isn't it, though?
I mean, I have to correct my mother daily.
Really?
On her.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. She.
Well, you don't have to, but you feel you have
to. Well, she'll send me a text that has 17 question marks. I'm like, why are you yelling at me? And she's like, no, I just really want to know. I'm like, yeah, but it's abrasive.
Right.
One question mark is just fine, maybe two.
Right.
Or like an ellipsis, three dots. I always say this, three dots, not seven, not four, not two. Two is a mistake because that just looks like a period and it's a new friend. Three is the appropriate amount.
Right.
Dot, dot, dot.
And four is like just letting it go, right?
Four is like you're uneducated. Five is like calm down.
I know.
Six or seven, it's like I can't. I don't even know how to respond to you.
Yeah.
So.
That's true, yeah. I mean, there's a lot. And then the one of the biggest irritants is your, right?
Here's the thing, though. For me, like, I get why some people in school, like, are better at math or better at science or better at history. I can't remember history for shit. My memory sucks when it's about stories. Mm. But when you give me facts and rules, I can remember that. I commit that to memory. That's very easy for me. It's a rule. Yeah. Got it. Good. Yeah. Or a routine. Easy. But like some people were better at science. I don't know how things work or why.
Right. No, you're right. But those are like more specialized things. You know,
are they?
We're talking about language.
Yeah, but not everybody remembers common. Rules for that, or like that their vocabularies.
Well, you don't have to remember, but it's not something that if you don't get in high school, then you never master. You know, I mean, you have to.
Right.
You owe it to yourself to learn this stuff. You know, but
I guess yeah, because we use language every day. We don't necessarily talk about science every single day.
Right.
But
the biggest offense is really in a book when it's already committed to print.
Right.
You know, and you find these mistakes.
And somebody's sole job is to be the editor.
Right. And sometimes you let three people edit it.
Right. And no one catches it.
No one catches it.
Kills me.
You know, yeah. And, yeah. But you definitely can't edit your own stuff, man, because you never catch your own mistakes.
No, it's too hard.
Or seldom you do, yeah.
Which is why I go back to the 30-second thing, hitting unsend on Gmail. Like, what if you realize, like, for instance, I did this. I misspelled somebody's name, and I think that's like a big no-no because your name is your name, and that's like the point of entry with somebody. It's disarming to say their name and like be friendly, but if you mess up their name, it's immediately something that's going to shut you down. Like when people write Jennifer with two N's, I'm like, oh, death to you.
Yeah.
Death to you, because it's either in my email, in my signature, or somehow you know my name is Jennifer and it was spelled correctly when you saw it. Why right. you decided to add an extra N, I will never know.
Because they expect to see two N's
right.
there.
That's well, I why, didn't spell you know. It that way, so you should pay more attention. Right. So I misspelled somebody's name, and then I found out after the fact that I hit send that his name was spelled like I spelled it wrong. I went and sent a second email and said, I'm so sorry for misspelling your name. I get that all the time with my own name. I apologize.
Wow.
Because I felt so bad.
Yeah.
Other people are just like, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
I misspell shit.
And you also know it reflects on you, you know? I mean, it really does.
Right, because, I mean, I think off the bat, if somebody has an attention to detail, that just means they already care more than the other person.
Right.
So if I were to, like, even if I were to hire two people, one person that has, like, education in the subject matter, or one person that is extremely... like has an attention to detail unlike any other, I'm gonna pick the person with attention to detail.
Yeah.
You can't teach that. Yeah. So if they innately have that, they're already gonna do a better job at whatever you assign them.
That's true. That makes sense.
The rest they can look up because you know they're gonna have an attention to detail.
Right.
So they already win. Same thing with dating.
Yeah.
Just in case anybody wants to know. I thought about
always have to squeeze that in.
Well, no, and I thought about putting that in like my Tinder profile that like please have an attention to detail. Don't fuck up my name when you write it. Now I just don't even write people back if they write Jennifer with two N's. And I give people credit when they write like, oh no, I'm so sorry, my phone autocorrected.
Wow.
Yeah. Because attention to detail goes a long way.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
Then I know they'll be good at gift giving.
Yeah.
That they'll be good at remembering my birthday. That they'll listen to me when I talk and remember things.
Right.
Because that it says something about you.
It does. Yeah. It really does. And it helps to be a reader, too, you know, because then you, I mean, to me, and I think that's why I spot mistakes so quickly, is because I read a lot, so you remember what the words are supposed to look like.
Right.
You know, and you right away notice if people put an extra letter there or something, or...
It's just so crazy, though. Everyone has, like, a poetic license now because there's so many acronyms and there's so many sayings and there's hashtags. And you can really butcher the English language and get away with it at this point.
That's true. With text messaging as well. And stuff.
Right.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And there's a couple of good books on language out there that I've read. On grammar and stuff they're usually written in with humor and stuff, so that's so if anybody's ever interested in that, that's a cool thing to do.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of rules in grammar, you know, and they make sense. They really do. And that's the thing also, what people don't understand is if you're really meticulous about grammar, then things are going to bother you when they're not right.
Yep.
You know, and that's the thing. So you're irritating the reader.
Oh, God.
You know.
Well, that's an understatement.
Yeah.
Irritating. It's like turning me off entirely.
Yeah. So grammar police.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's us.
So they're saying in Japan there's a problem with middle-aged virgins. They're saying both guys and women are waiting, and they have they're losing interest in sex.
Is that because they're not allowed to have more than one kid and they're, like, waiting until...
That's China. This is Japan.
Oh, just kidding.
Yeah.
I wonder what that's about.
Well, they're saying that it could have something to do with the economy and everything, but...
Sex has something to do with the economy?
Probably, yeah.
Why?
I don't know why. I can't understand it, but maybe people are like maybe more concerned with work. Maybe they don't have enough for this, but I guess the society is concerned because they have like the largest... aging population, I guess.
Weird.
Or the most rapidly growing aging population, and maybe they're concerned, you know, that they're not going to continue this. But so now they're saying that some of them take like nude drawing classes or painting classes to get some fantasized version, I guess, of whatever it is.
Whoa.
But
interesting.
Yeah. I know. This guy is saying he's a 41-year-old virgin. He says these classes are the closest I ever got to seeing a real naked woman.
Yikes.
No, it's the closest he's been to one.
It's interesting other people's problems. It's like the things that like different countries are dealing with.
Yeah.
China's dealing with the whole dog festival. Japan's dealing with lack of sex.
Yeah. I know, man. And... yeah, it's
we have
crazy.
A drought.
We have a drought. They have a drought with sex. Yeah, I don't understand it, man. But they're saying that they're calling it bothersome, I guess. But yeah, how can you not be in a relationship? I mean, eventually.
I don't know. I guess if you've lived without it for so long and you don't even know what you're missing.
That's true, huh?
Yeah. Like the 40-year-old virgin, that movie.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that?
Yeah, I saw that. That was pretty funny. They filmed a lot of it in the valley here, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I would guess so, though.
Yeah, I mean, I remember like one of the scenes. Oh, the store where he was working. That was on Ventura Boulevard.
The Best Buy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, some movies are still so fun.
No. Yeah, he's a funny actor, right?
Steve Carell, yeah.
Yeah, that's the movie that made him big.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. And let's see. Then there's this new feud now between those former Playboy models, I guess Holly Madison and Kendra Wilkinson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's happening with them?
Apparently, Holly Madison has come out with a book now.
Yeah, really, tell all.
Yeah.
She never signed the NDA.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So she can say whatever she wants.
Basically, which is so crazy because she was on a TV show about the Playboy Mansion.
Right.
I forget what it was called, but...
Wasn't it The Girl Next Door?
Oh,
something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so The Girls Next Door.
The Girls
and
Next
so
Door.
It was a hit. That show like was really popular and she seemed so in love with Hef and it was like a whole romantic thing.
Right.
She and was like the number one girl.
Yeah, and that's what the other one is saying, that that she's doing this only because for money, and she wanted to be on his will, and he would marry her and so forth. But, you know, he said, I haven't had such a great success in marriage, so why would I marry again?
Well, he did get married.
Right. After that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, well...
He's married to Crystal Hefner.
Yeah, but that wasn't that before...
No.
Holly? No, huh?
After.
Because it seems like he's been married for a long time.
No.
To Crystal.
Oh, yeah, well. So, Holly came before Crystal.
Right. Hmm. That's true. I guess it depends on who you are, right? How well you can talk him into it. But, I mean, I've read another book by Isabella St. James, who was also a Playboy model... one of his girlfriends, and she'd written a book, so she was on the show by phone. But that also revealed a lot, you know. And yeah, it's not all that it's cracked up to be, but still, excuse me, who wouldn't want to be Hugh Hefner?
I don't know. I mean, yeah. He wouldn't get away with the stuff he gets away with if he wasn't filthy rich.
Exactly.
Then again, I don't know him personally. Some people just have a lot of magnetism.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of magnetism. Yeah. It's just what he represents, you know, I think, more than anything. But
also, his home is famous. Like, people just want to be there.
Right, exactly.
Like, I know that everybody that moves to L.A. wants to at least go to the Playboy Mansion once, like, because they have all those big parties.
Right.
So, everybody's got one story where they were at that party.
Right. Yeah. Except for me. Have you been?
No. I don't have a desire.
No, huh?
No.
Wow. It wouldn't be bad to see what it's like. But then again, we've seen it in pictures and videos. I mean, who cares?
Exactly.
Right? Probably nothing ever happens there anyway.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, you know, I mean, yeah, he's definitely strange, this guy. But he's had it his way, you know, and look, he deserves it. He was like, at a time where everybody was so prude and everything, he came out with this magazine, Marilyn Monroe, and yeah, he managed to transform sexuality in the mainstream.
Yeah, I mean, it used to be very, like, glamorous.
Yeah.
Like, way back in the day.
It was, but you know what? You'll still hear women saying, oh, I've always wanted to be a Playboy model since I was young. I mean, what's that all about? Why would you?
I think it's more doing like a classy version, like how they in the old times it was like more of like pinups,
right? And that's true, just topless mostly.
Yeah, and there was like a style to it. It wasn't just like naked pictures, which, by the way, everybody does anyway because they've met the internet. So I think it was like a glamorous thing.
Yeah,
and old Hollywood is so fascinating still to so many people, and you know. Not that that's so old Hollywood, but it's pretty old Hollywood.
Yeah.
A new bar that we go to is actually called Bar 53, and it's, like, got pictures inside from that time period, and, like, it's based on, like, Playboy and that, like, the Playboy Club and that time period.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's, like, a cool nostalgic bar.
Really? Do they have, like, appropriate furniture, too?
Like, big booths that are, like, tufted leather and... It's really cool. It's the same people that do Pearls and Rock and Riley's. So it's our friends, and we go there.
I see. And that's in West Hollywood?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was there last night. There's just so much going on there, you know, driving.
Yeah.
And there's just so much happening there. I mean, it's so different from the rest of the city. You know, everybody goes to Hollywood to go out.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only place, really.
No, there's also Venice and Santa Monica.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, it's not... They're not as big as Hollywood, I think, as far as attracting people. And believe me, I mean, with the driving now, I see that. You mm-hmm. know, like from the valley here, when people go, they'll either go maybe downtown or... But mostly to Hollywood. That's how I always end up there somehow.
Well, I wonder if you'll ever be my driver.
I don't know. I try not to drive there too much because it's short drives.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always feel bad. My drives are never very long, so.
Yeah. No, but you shouldn't feel bad. I mean, the thing is, you don't owe them anything. They're there for you.
And they can do a million of those short drives in the time that you're
Yeah, and
longer.
Some of them actually enjoy that, you know. It's just that I find that you're wasting too much time getting to the passenger before.
Yeah.
You know, and stuff. But you learn a lot of different things, like... Like sometimes it does get really slow. The funny thing is, from day one, I always been very busy, like one call after another. And then these past two nights, Monday and Tuesday nights, were like dead, totally dead. So you're discovering new things all the time.
You should probably drive 4th of July. That's going to be a busy time.
Yeah, you see, but that's the thing. I wouldn't want to because there's too many cars out there. I do it for fun.
I bet you'd make a lot.
Probably.
There's probably a surge price that's going to be crazy that day.
Right, right.
That whole weekend, I'm sure. Friday and Saturday.
But all that surge pricing, I got to tell you, for anybody who wants to drive Uber, man, it's a farce. It's a joke. You can be right in the middle of it. Nobody calls. The moment it goes off, bam.
Well, because you can set an alert on your phone that it'll tell you when it's done.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The app will remind you.
Wow, you see, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it offers you the ability to, it like says, do you accept the higher fare? And then it says, like, notify me when surge pricing goes away. So it will text you surge pricing is
over. Now I understand how people figure it out.
Like, if it's 1.5 times the amount, I'll still do it. But when sometimes it'll become, like, 3.4 times the amount. I'm like,
oh,
hell no,
God.
I'll stay put.
That's probably, like, when there's a concert or something, you know?
I don't know, but it's...
crazy. I've never seen it that
unless there's before. An emergency, there's no reason I need to leave at that moment.
Right,
I'll just wait.
Exactly.
Or sometimes it'll be like when I'm late to something, I'll be like, shit, I have to just get there.
Yeah. See, but that's the thing is that after a couple of times I learned you don't search, you don't chase the surges because even when you're there, it's not happening.
Right.
And it's like, you know, I go, it's ridiculous, you know. So so I don't count on the surges and stuff, you know, you just kind of do it. But I'm still enjoying it. You know, my friends are surprised I'm still into it and stuff. So you never know. You know, I do it for, like I said, it was cool to get out of the house a little bit, drive around, meet a couple people, and that's it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a short evening. All right. Well, that's it for tonight, for today, for whatever. Tomorrow we have a studio guest, so we'll be here. And that's it, Jen. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
And see you tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.